How just must your apprehension of your character falling into my hands, since what would not a man have reason to dread if attacked by an author who had received from him inquiries equal to my obligations to you? And will not this dread of censure increase in proportion to the matter of which a man is conscious of having afforded for it? If his whole life, for instance, should have been one continued subject of satire, he may well tremble when an incensed satirist takes him in hand. Now, sir, if we apply this to your modest aversion to panegyric, how reasonable will your fears of me appear? Yet surely you might have gratified my ambition from the single confidence that I shall always prefer the indulgence of your inclinations to the satisfaction of my own. A very strong instance of which I shall give you in this address, in which I am determined to follow the example of all other dedicators, and will consider not what my patron really deserves to have written, but what he will be best pleased to read. Without further preface, then, I here present you with the labours of some years of my life. What merit these labours have is already known to yourself. If, from your favourable judgment, I have conceived some esteem for them, it cannot be imputed to vanity, since I should have agreed as implicitly to your opinion had it been given in favour of